You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we've been talking a lot recently about sports here on RNIB Connect Radio, and today we're going to be hearing about how sports and physical activity can really change your life. And joining us to tell us about his experience is Matthew Lancet. Thank you so much for joining us, Matthew. So you lost your sight, is it about 4 years ago, after suffering a stroke? Can you tell us a little bit about that time after your stroke and how that, I know it really knocked your confidence and your mental health really suffered after that as well?
Oh, hugely, yes, definitely. It was in August 2017, so yes, just over 4 years ago. Out of the blue, suffered a stroke, no cause of issues or reasons why. It was just a clot formed and everything just turned upside down. Lost my job, so I was really, really down in the dumps. And I was a really active person before that with work and activities. I used to be a keen footballer, and I was just, I would say, at my prime, at my peak of being in a local jogging club. And I'd done the year before London Marathon. And again, that's another thing, bang, that stopped. So again, I couldn't play football, I couldn't do my running. And the first year was really, really depressing for me. I was in a real big, big, deep, deep hole. But luckily enough, one day I was out talking with my brother, and he had mentioned that he knew another girl locally that was visually impaired, and she had been doing rugby. And I managed to get a bit more information, and there's a local team down by myself called Worcester Warriors, and it was their community foundation which was doing this rugby sessions. And I thought, oh, okay. So I gave them a call and I spoke to a couple of chaps there and I said, am I able to come along? And he said, yeah. So I managed to, again, it was a year later, buck up the courage, because getting on a bus, getting on a train, going out, walking on my own. So that was one hurdle which they helped me to get over when I got there. And it was just amazing feeling to be amongst others that have got issues, as I can, if I put it that way, visual impairments. And to have that social aspect back and having a ball and throwing it around and having a bit of a giggle. And yeah, it was just amazing. And then I said, yeah, can I come back again next week? They said, yeah, it's a weekly thing. And so it just got better and better. I was going there week in, week out. And I was really getting really comfortable with these people and as part of a team again. And it was just the feeling of, yes, I've managed to do something I enjoy. I've managed to get out. And then from that as well, they said, oh, Matt, well, obviously the rugby season ends soon, but we do visually impaired cricket. Have you ever tried cricket? And again, it's like, no chance. No, I'm not. I know what a cricket ball looks like. I'm having one of those thrown at me and I can't see it coming. And then they say, no, this one's not that sort of style. It's a slightly bigger ball. It has beans in, so you hear it. And obviously with your category of sight loss, you'll have a bounce before. So there you'll hear it bounce to guess where it's coming from. I said, oh, that doesn't sound as daunting, but yeah. And again, yeah, amazing, the cricket team that I got involved with, and it's just been amazing. It was just at the right time for me to get out of the sort of depression part I was in. And the family knew, they saw big growth in how cheery I was again and how active I was again.
What was it like then picking up a cricket bat for the first time when you've never played cricket before?
It, to be fair, was strange. I'm like, and they all talk with the fancy terms, offside, off leg, slip. And I'm like, I've got a clue who's what's where. And then they said, well, go and you have the bat, Matt, and we're going to throw this ball at you. And they say play. As soon as they say play, they release the ball and you listen for the bounce. And it was quite tricky, first of all, to get the bounce and try and get the little bit of vision I have got to glare at it and things like that. But again, it's like anything. If you tweak it and do it long enough and practice, yeah, it's amazing. Now the team that we're in, and we have a good, again, it's a Worcester team, the Worcester Elizabethans, and there's so many people in the team that we get along with. And yeah, just the bounce of the ball, you hear it, and you, okay, if you miss it, you miss it, and hopefully it doesn't hit the stump. But when you do get a good connection and you do get a good slog, and they say, yeah, four, and you think, oh, wow, that's my first ever four sort of thing. I still haven't hit a six yet. That's on the cards, hopefully, one day.
We'll look forward to that. What do you think it's brought to your life then, aside from sort of the social aspect, getting back to something that you had before you lost your sight, like sport and activity, has that brought some almost normality back to your life from before you lost your sight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have the routine of, oh, yeah, it's a Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday's cricket training, or Monday, or we have rugby training. And when they're, obviously, when it's on, you think, oh, Saturday, we might have a little bit of a mixed ability match in the morning. Or when it's cricket, oh, it's a Sunday. And you look forward to the weeks aren't just days then. It's not just one day after another day. The adrenaline that you get out of it, the buzz, the high. And even when you're in the height of either a game or a match, I must admit, I've had these moments where, obviously, myself, it being a brain injury, I've got lots of other physical and brain issues, not just being vision impairments. There's lots of pain and sensations and everything. But I've actually been in a game where I've been taken out of my own sort of body or my own zone, and I've forgotten about the other issues, the pain down the left side, sensations. And it's just been, wow, I've actually had an hour of not being uncomfortable sort of thing.
What would you say to somebody who's thinking about trying to get into sport or back into sport after losing the sight, but is feeling a little bit anxious or nervous about it? What would be your advice to them?
Give it a go. You've got to give it a try, because opportunities doesn't come around that often. You never know what's around the corner. The highs you do get counteract the maybe the odd low as well, because obviously it's my hurdles or my challenges, was, again, like I've said, was transport, because it's quite daunting getting from my house to the train station, and then getting on the train, getting the train, getting off the train, and either getting a bus to the venue, or luckily enough, they do pick you up to certain venues, or we have a mini bus. But the more you do it, the more confident you are. So your confidence is up. The anxiety levels simmer down as well. And you do find yourself just enjoying it. You've got to think, are the benefits a lot outweigh the negatives, the plus? Yeah, and it does by far. Yes, it does.
I just wanted to pick on that up on that. You mentioned that you've had some opportunities that you would never have got if you hadn't have taken up rugby. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the opportunities that you've had?
With me doing this local blind rugby here, I then got to go with the Worcester Warriors. We went down to another game, which are the Quins. And the Harlequins have a visually impaired team, and they wanted me to play with them and represent the England Roses. And I managed to, in 2019, get selected to go and play in Japan whilst the World Cup was on.
We've heard a lot about Japan recently with the Olympics being held there. That must have been amazing.
Oh, it was. Again, that's something that would never have happened if I didn't originally hear from my brother talking about this other blind lady playing rugby, and going to rugby, and it's just so many pathways closed, but you also get a lot of other pathways opening.
Matthew, thank you so much for joining us and talking about your experiences. I hope you get a six next season.
Oh, I definitely hope so. I'm definitely hoping that.
Fingers crossed, Matthew. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for talking.